We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Primary election day. And we're going to check in with KDK TV political analyst John Delano.
You don't vote, don't whine.
Well, a lot of people are saying, hey, Marty, I'm an independent. I can't vote today.
Okay.
And others
so
are.
So am I.
And you can't vote today.
No. I'd like to.
Most of these races are unopposed.
I'd vote for Ms. Patel. Summerlee is a disaster.
That's in the 12th congressional district.
Yep.
And KDK TV's John Delano is in the know.
JD.
Hey, good to be with you guys. Happy election day.
Oh, quit being so damn happy all the time. Jeez.
Well, you know, this is a day that I enjoy.
Why is that, John? No one cares about this crap, do they, John? It kind of annoys me that no one votes. Doesn't it annoy you, too?
Yeah, of course it does. Of course it does. But everybody has the right not to vote.
Oh, whatever.
They have the right to vote. So
then they don't have the right to whine,
then,
John.
Hey, you know what, Marty, if you don't vote, if most people don't vote and I do, who do you think gets to decide?
That's right.
It's the people who vote.
Well,
and if I'm the only one left voting, you know, the decisions are all going to be great.
So I love John. And John, let's make this real for people. People love to scream and yell about this magistrate, Ornstein. They just do. He's a hot topic. He's a flashpoint.
Right.
But at the end of the day, 3,000 people in Lawrenceville and the rest of them ignored this. 3,000 people in Lawrenceville put him in office because the rest of them didn't vote, right?
You're exactly right, Marty, and that happens time and time again with elected officials that we don't like or we don't approve of. It's because we don't vote and we let others make the decisions for us. Magistrate Ornstein is a good example.
So that said, there's really only, I mean, the president, the candidacies are set, right? Yeah, the incumbent Joe Biden, former President Trump, boom, you got that.
Yeah.
You got the
Senate
race.
Both, you know what's interesting there, Larry, is they both do have opponents on the Pennsylvania ballot.
That's right.
Now, even though Nikki Haley and Dean Phillips have withdrawn or suspended their campaigns, I'm still going to look to see how many anti-Trump Republicans, how many anti-Biden Democrats are out there, because there's an opportunity for them to express their displeasure. We are also nominating candidates for Attorney General of Pennsylvania in both parties. And then, you know, I don't have to tell you guys, we've got a couple attorney generals who have become governor of Pennsylvania, Tom Corbett and Josh Shapiro. And then there are two others, Ernie Priet and Mike Fisher, who tried to become governor. So, you know, it does matter who we nominate and ultimately elect to some of these statewide offices because they tend to be stepping stones.
Hey, J.D., I want to ask you about that because I go way back with Eugene DePasquale. I actually really like him.
Yeah.
And haven't seen him anywhere on the air in this market. Does he think – I heard he has no money. In fact, he kind of told me they're operating on a shoestring. So does he trying to spend his money everywhere else around the state hoping he'll just use his name to win in Allegheny County? Is that fair?
I think it's. I think what's important to note here is that when you look at the ballot, you go in and vote. If you're a Democrat, you're going to see five names on the ballot, and next to each name is their county of residence. And you're going to see Philadelphia, Montgomery, Delaware, and Bucks County, all Philadelphia suburbs or Philadelphia. And then you'll see one guy with Allegheny County next to his name, and that's Eugene DePasquale.
Oh.
And so a lot of folks, if they don't know the candidates, they're going to look to see where do they live. And if it's a Western Pennsylvanian versus Philadelphia, guess who most people out here are going to end up voting for?
Hey, JD, I mean, something that we're noticing with this Xander guy that everybody's talking about, it's kind of a shifting political climate in Allegheny County. Back in the day, I used to be able to say, hey, JD, only old people vote, folks my age or older.
Right.
But now the young progressives get out and they kick butt and they make a difference, don't they, John?
They do make a difference, and we'll see whether young folks are coming out to vote, particularly in the Summer Lee Bhavani Patel congressional race in the 12th district. That's the entire city of Pittsburgh, the Mon Valley, parts of the South Hills, the east suburbs, and back into six communities in Westmoreland County. So we'll see whether voters and which voters come out to vote. I mean, the truth is that I don't really anticipate that many folks voting of any age. You know, maybe the older folks do have a tendency to vote. And we did have across the state of Pennsylvania, we had over 500,000 mail-in ballots.
Oh, not bad.
Were sent in. 560,000 plus were sent in. And, you know, and 76% of those are Democrats who vote by mail.
Hey, JD, so that, this Patel Summer Lee race, that's important stuff.
Well, it is. I mean, these are two women of color, but they're very different in their philosophies, very different in their philosophies. And Patel, Bhavani Patel, has positioned herself as the moderate individual who's more pro-Israel than Summer Lee. On the other hand, Summer Lee has had way more money in this campaign, and you've seen really far more ads for her than you have for Patel. So Patel was never able, in my view, to maximize the dollars needed to run a full campaign. But,
I agree.
You know, I think we'll see. We'll see how the voters vote today.
So, John, who does it benefit when there is a low turnout?
That is the age-old question,
yeah, it's
Larry.
It's hard to know, man.
That's really hard to know. I mean, in the old days, they'd say it's the party organization.
Yeah.
You know, but the party organization does, you know, it means diddly now. I mean, it's just not that the fact that you're endorsed by one party or another in a primary, I don't think is all that critical. And so I don't know that it matters that much. I think that one can argue that it benefits the incumbents because they have better name recognition.
Right.
They've been around for a while. And so I think if anyone benefits, it's those folks. Usually you have a higher turnout. It's because people are really unhappy with the people who are in there and they're trying to, you know, send them a message or get rid of them or whatever. So that's my general instinct with respect to turnout. I don't think it necessarily favors endorsed candidates anymore.
All right, John, we'll check out your coverage, KDKA TV, political analyst. John Delano.
Still, guys, it's happy election day. Get out and vote.
Why is he so damn happy? Don't you just want to kick his ass?
He's out of the attic. That's why.
Well, that is true. I am out of the attic some of the time.
I love John Delano. He's one of my all-time favorite people.
We appreciate it. Why don't we pencil you in for tomorrow for an update?
You got me. Whenever you guys want me, you got me.
JD.
Appreciate it.
JD.
Have a great day, everyone. Bye now.
KDK TV's John Delano.
He's a sex symbol in this town. Women love him.
Definitely.
They flock to him.
They do. You want to reach out to us, you can do so. This mail key, instant access, a click away. Instant access at kdkaradio.com.
So, I have this bag in front of me. Dry roasted scorpion pepper pistachios. So, the hottest hot sauce I ever tasted was the ghost pepper. The scorpion is much hotter. Just over 2 million Scoville heat units, Larry.
I don't know what that means.
Meaning that a single scorpion could be twice as hot as a serious ghost pepper. So I asked Miss Bazzi here.
Ariana.
Yes.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
She's drinking some green muck. Has no problem with...
That looks healthy.
It came from a sewer. It's green.
It's matcha. Yeah.
Matcha?
It's matcha.
I love matcha.
Oh, here we go.
I will defend matcha.
What kind of milk?
Thank God.
Oat milk.
Oat milk.
Yep.
Matcha.
Delicious.
Cold. Yep. Iced.
Iced.
Okay.
She reneged. She said she would eat the pistachios with the ghost pepper.
And you have 60 bucks.
60. I thought I had 100. My wife must have ripped me off. She'll do that.
No, I did not say I would eat them. I did not know they were scorpion peppers.
Do you eat spicy things as a rule?
Well, I love the Frank's Red Hot. So,
well, how about
is
this?
That, is that spicy? I mean, it's not really spicy.
It's not
I
even
like
close
the flavor.
To this.
Not,
yeah, no, not to this.
I can't do that Kaya.
No, Larry, I'll give you 60
no ghost
bucks.
Peppers
if,
for me.
If you eat one for 20 bucks, three for 60.
Hot tie. Three for 60.
Yeah. I want, because Ariana said, hell no. Go away, punk. But Larry, you have obligations out there.
Yeah,
this
Larry,
can make
I,
a difference
I
in your life.
I think you should try it.
Yeah, Larry. Man the blank up.
It's not about manning up. It's about your chemistry, your physiology, and how spice affects you.
Raz?
I sweat. Paul Rasmussen, will you
eat the scorpion pistachios?
Clearly not.
How about Pat Septek?
Whoa. Don't tell Pat they're hot. He
Pat says no. He'd be startled by the taste.
Might wake him up.
Sam.
He's got his head down on his keyboard.
My bank account is not looking good right now. So if there's 20 bucks on the line, I might have to consider it.
Well, come on
Let's
in.
Let's go. Come on in,
bucks
sister.
On the line.
20.
Right now.
Oh, God.
Come on
20
in.
For one.
I need a glass. I would need like a glass of milk, though, like a hot one.
No, here we go.
Unman
Parameter.
Your post and come in the studio.
Eat the pepper.
Right here.
Warming up.
Next to Ariana.
Marty, have you actually had one?
No, I'm afraid.
Oh.
I have.
Oh, you haven't had one.
No, no, Patrick. Patrick said it put him in serious.
Where
Sam, you're going to do it?
You saw my bank account right now.
Oh, my.
You might do it as well.
Hey, I respect that.
I love it.
You're willing.
I respect the poverty.
So, what is
can you get to a mic? This is radio.
It's the hottest pepper on earth. Yeah, it's called a microphone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now,
oh, gosh.
Patrick brought these in.
Where'd you get these, Patrick?
At a store.
He's wearing his I voted sticker, by the way, so you can't
yeah,
shame
he wants
him.
Us to do they smell congratulate crazy? Him.
I believe I found these at Home Goods.
But hold on. My man has a tolerance for spice. You had one.
I'm gonna pick a tiny one.
Oh, they were great at first.
All right.
And so, then what happened?
Then you have a little more.
Yeah.
And then that slow burn
the
comes
slow
in.
Slow burn,
have you,
I'm
have
sure.
Have you had one?
Go ahead and have a couple, Samantha, and then we'll talk about it.
No! Come on, Sam. Come on, do it.
Yeah, he was in great pain, Sam.
Now, wait a minute. Let's just reestablish how much money.
She wants the money.
I'm going to try one.
One for 20.
One for 20 bucks.
Is Susie here? I bet she'd do it, too.
Cool Susie Kuhl.
Cool Suze.
Susie, she would probably do
she'd
it.
Probably
you
do
have
it.
Your water, right?
I know. I brought my
okay,
water.
You're good.
I need a glass of milk.
Look at her looking into like it's cocaine.
I'm honestly really scared.
It's not fentanyl.
What is the brand of that container you have, the Owala?
Mm-hmm. Is that okay with you?
Wow.
It's not a Yeti. I'm not
Stanley.
Yeti shaming you. I just,
I'm not Yeti shaming. I'm trying to look for a small one.
Just get
okay,
one.
Okay, we only have 5 minutes here.
This is it. You know, this
they're
is
all about the same size.
There she
hold
did.
On,
she
watch her eat it. Hold on, no she, water
no,
yet.
No, don't drink yet.
Give us the full
oh, geez.
Rundown. Tell us about
savor
it.
Savor the flavor.
Just so we
woo,
see.
Okay, I'm feeling it.
Are you feeling it already?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's a 20. There you go.
Take your money.
She got the 20.
Your bank account just doubled.
See, I wish you were lying. No, it didn't.
Hold on. Is it happening?
It's happening.
Is it? Is it really hot?
I mean,
you haven't had a sip of water yet.
Have another then.
For
go
another
for 40
20.
Bucks.
Here it comes.
Oh!
How you doing?
Go for 40.
Could you go for 40?
Could you do another?
Is it bad,
for
Sam?
Another 20?
I mean, I really like talkies. So
oh,
you could do three
too.
For 60. Come on.
What? Okay, hold on. Can I
see
a,
some
can
sweat?
I, have a sip of water?
I see some sweat coming on.
I'm not sweating.
No, she really isn't.
I'm getting clammy. I'm getting clammy.
Your sinuses are opening up.
Oh, man.
It honestly is. It's very like...
Scorpion pepper pistachios.
Yeah.
How long does it take to hit? Because it's really not that bad.
Well, have some more.
Take two more for 40 more
what
bucks.
What is this? What's going on? Is it going to like explode after
no.
three? Like what?
You'll be fine.
Let's just say later will be interesting for you.
Oh.
Are you allowed to say that to me?
Yes. Oh. Burns twice is what we're trying to say.
It's definitely not
pleasant.
Yeah, make sure you wash your hands. Definitely.
Here's
here comes another broke employee.
Andrew Lindbergh, repping Point Park with his shirt.
Andy, come over here.
Andy.
He had one for free. Go over to Patrick's mic. He's not doing anything.
I can definitely feel it. Oh, my throat's getting
Larry.
Well, I just got done watching the Conan O'Brien Hot Ones, so
oh,
I figured I'd try
show.
And do the...
Nice.
I just come in and casually eat one.
How
I
was
can feel it?
It
on my tongue.
I, yeah. You'll feel, I like, it's in my throat now.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, is it constricting?
You want?
Is it rough?
I mean, I'm
you
definitely.
You want to go for two more?
Who eats those?
I can do one more.
Like for pleasure.
All right, get the 20. Establish
Listen,
that.
Again, if you saw my bank account, you probably would.
All right.
All right. We only have so much time.
There you go. Marty, you owe her another 20.
I didn't say I was giving her another 20. You did. So it's your 20 now, brah.
No.
What are you looking at me for?
Come
she's eating at her own peril now.
Ariana, did he offer money?
He did.
I offered the 20.
Thank
I
you.
I offered Ariana 60 to eat a handful.
He hasn't spoke at Heinz Field or Acrisure Stadium in like 5 months. You think he's made out of money?
Oh, was that one rough? All right, here's another 20. I feel bad now.
Boom.
Right. Boom.
I didn't feel anything.
Booyah.
Got that out of Marty.
Oh, nice.
Now my bank account's doubled.
Primary election day. See how fired up John Delano was last half hour. Well, yesterday was Earth Day. How did you spend your afternoon?
I laid in a big mound of manure. I thought I should. I owed it to the environment, Larry.
Actually,
I pay no attention to that kind of stuff.
Really?
No. Our kids do, which I like. I think that our kids think a lot more than we ever did. When we were growing up, think about it. The greatest insulator when we were growing up was asbestos. Think about it. When my parents were teenagers, my father started smoking Lucky Strikes, 4 packs a day.
Non-filtered right cigarettes.
Think about this, Larry. About 80% of the males smoked, right? Seriously. And so we've evolved. I think we're better. I think we're better than our parents were. I think our kids are better than we are. I think. I hope.
Yeah, Earth Day started in 1970. Ariana, do you find yourself talking about Earth Day with your friends?
I mean...
No, more than that.
Yeah.
Forget that. But
yeah.
Don't you pay more attention?
There's more... Yes, there's more attention and awareness to all of it now. Definitely.
Yeah. To being... cleaner, better, smarter about.
Exactly.
I think you do. You're cognizant of this stuff.
Yeah,
right?
I am. You know, recycling, your carbon footprint, all that.
Whereas
stuff.
Folks like us or our parents never
it really
crossed
wasn't
our minds.
A thing. Yeah.
In fact, when I was a young man, and I've talked about this, we had, my grandfather had, and then my parents had 183 acres in Mars, PA. Okay? True story. No matter what you had, bottle, paint, garbage, car, my grandfather would say, throw it down over the hill. The hill at the farm. It's the truth.
Wow.
There were 2 cars down there. And I'm guessing until they develop it, they were still there. There was no... We painted with really dangerous, volatile aluminum paint. You would mix it yourself. There was no awareness. If you see old pictures of downtown Pittsburgh, and I know you have, it was literally black, the skies, right?
Yep.
And coal miners, what they were exposed to.
Well, every time you drove by the Parkway East across from what is now the new end of the Southside Works, that used to be J&L Steel.
That's right.
It smelled like rotten eggs.
Horrible.
All the time.
Horrible.
Sulfur. And so all the people there in the top of the hill, south, well, everywhere in that region were exposed to that every day of their lives.
Yeah.
On top of, to Marty's point, even some of the pet dogs smoked. You know, mom and dad smoked, aunts, uncles, neighbors.
At one time, this is not BS, cigarettes were marketed as healthy for you. So my point is we're evolving and doing better.
Yeah, I mean, everything is more natural now.
Yep.
Alternatives for everything.
Look at diets. So, I mean, there's more vegans and vegetarians, I feel like, than ever.
She's right.
I mean, it is catching on, that whole thing, definitely.
I think it's wonderful.
So, second question, do you and your friends talk about anything when it comes to the primary elections?
I knew you were going to say that.
Hell no. Hell no.
No.
Hell no.
Not necessarily. Right now, I'm just focused on my wedding.
I get it.
I'm locked in. I have... tunnel vision. That's it. That's all I'm focused on.
What's left
right
to do?
You everything, got... Larry. Larry.
I don't
know. Yeah, lots.
I could go into Market Square right now and ask 100 people who they're voting for today. And they say, what's today?
Yeah.
Sam's laughing.
What
I'm laughing.
Do you mean?
Yeah. Which is why people like this Xander guy, Ornstein, sit in office today. Now he's untouchable. And I think I told you this. The judges here tried to take him off the bench for 3 months and retrain him. That was the plan. And the folks in Harrisburg, the muckety-mucks as high as the Supreme Court said, hell no, that won't go. Because you really don't want to, and this is them saying it, not me, you really don't want to retrain him. You want to change his ideology. Okay? And they can't do that. So for the folks in Lawrenceville who sat in their big butts and ate pistachio scorpion pepper nuts all day, you get what you pay for, and you get Xander. And it doesn't matter to them until the guy he lets out in the street kills someone they love. And at the end of the day, it's now costing taxpayers because Kevin Kraus, the sheriff, has teams of men and women right now on overtime looking for this Hermes guy who has a purse named after him. Craddock. Hermes Craddock. And we asked for this.
Hello, Marty.
Elections have consequences, brother.
And you're right about that.
You know, you vote for these folks or you don't show up and then you whine because they set these idiots free to roam the streets. You get what you get.
I can't vote today.
Same. I'm independent.
You know, there's only 10 states left that are closed primaries, fully closed primaries.
I don't know why they're not open.
We're one of the same reason why we couldn't go to the alcohol store, go to the state store until just a little while ago. It's just archaic.
It is stupid.
Absolutely stupid. What's up with your world? Larry had to scoot out of here a little early.
But, you know, again, I've been saying this all day, this judge, he's just doing his thing, man. He wasn't surprising anyone. You knew this was coming. And the folks of Lawrenceville who proclaim they're woke, they elected him. The couple thousand people voted.
Well, and this is where I'm at odds with something that a caller said on your show, and I'm going to get into this in my show. They said, well, what do you care the people of Lawrenceville voted him in? Do you know why I care? Because there's not a force field that stops the bad people. And also this, he does a rotation on night court. He doesn't just see crimes that happen in Lawrenceville and in Bloomfield. There's another thing that's going on now that people don't realize with Xander Ornstein. That's tough. Now, and this gets real precarious. Police have to make a decision now. Do they stall cases and not send them to the night court on time and wait till the morning? That's tough. That's a decision. A policeman told me, listen to this in Sharpsburg. A policeman told me that guy, 12 hours after a high-speed chase, walked down the street and flipped them off. How you deal with that?
Well, there's a whole slew of these judges. There's a whole,
about
8 or 9 of them. They're very progressive. This isn't just Ornstein. I had the police chief send me the name of a judge doing the same thing. The other thing they're not doing, he won't sign warrants he doesn't think are viable or valuable. So drug cops will sit outside a house for 8 hours waiting on a warrant that this guy won't sign. But again, this is what people wanted, man. That's how we ended up with Summer Lee.
Well, what it is you get progressives and they rally and you get all these special interest people and they rally and they vote in the primary and then older people or whomever, they don't know anything. They just see a D next to a name in Western Pennsylvania and when the regular election comes, they hit it. And that's how people like this get in.
Well, Summer Lee, clearly far, 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 far left. And she's in deep. And Ms.
You think
Patel,
Summer Lee will win today?
No. Yes, big. She'll win big. Patel has no chance. No name recognition.
Do you think people are afraid to vote for someone of Indian descent?
Yes.
You say that about Raja.
He was one of my closest, still is, and we're very good friends. And let me tell you a quick story about Raja. He spent about $6 or $7 million of his own money to try to win an election, but all the data showed because of his name, racists in this region wouldn't vote for him. True story. He was holding an event at his house to raise money when he was running. And folks came up to him and said the word in the neighborhood was that he had illegals in his basement that he was holding hostage. Raja in his $5 million home with his $100 million software business. But because his name was D. Raja and they heard his accent and didn't like it, he could never win. And I mean this. And I love him. Maybe the smartest man I've ever been around in my life. And this is how we roll. Truth hurts, man.
Wow.
Elections have consequences.
Because I heard yesterday on your show, that was one of the most eloquent and best candidates that I've heard on your show in a long time.
Brilliant. Brilliant. How about the judge? Remember the guy stole Kenny Pickett's car and just kind of drove?
Yeah.
Judge, let him go. Let him go.
Huh. All right. Well, I'm let you go. It's time to go. What do you got going on the rest of the day? Anything exciting?
Oh, yeah. We have a bunch of video shoots.
You and Ariana?
Yes.
What are you shooting? Anything?
You can't say. It's
top secret.
It's secret.
Top secret.
Okay. All right.
You'll find out.
It'll have something to do with a wedding, believe me.
Oh, that DJ that DJ it cost $32,000 an hour, I was told.
Wow.
That DJ.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Uh-huh.
She's just laughing.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.